Hello. People with disabilities or sensory loss experience some of the poorest health outcomes, partly because their communication requirements are often not recognised by healthcare professionals or organisations. The Accessible Information Standard describes a specific and consistent approach to information provision and communication for individuals who have disabilities or sensory loss as part of the Health and Social Care Act 2012. All organisations that provide NHS or adult social care must follow the standard in full. This video will describe how you and your organisation can meet the standard in order to deliver improved health outcomes and a better experience of healthcare. The standard will benefit people who are deaf, blind, autistic, or who have dementia, a learning disability, or communication difficulties following a brain injury. So what can you do to adhere to the Accessible Information Standard? Follow these five steps. Identify. The first step is to identify which patients and service users have additional requirements. This can be done by including a question about disability or sensory loss on registration forms. Ask what support the individual needs, such as Braille, large print, text phone services, a British Sign Language interpreter, longer appointments, or alternative contact methods such as text message or email. Record. The individual's information and communication needs must be documented in their notes. Do not document their disability, as this is insufficient to inform other service providers of the individual's requirements. Document the preferred contact method and information format, and whether additional communication support is needed. Flag. The individual's needs must be flagged or highlighted so that they are clearly visible to all service providers. Use alerts on electronic systems or colour coding in paper-based systems. Share. To improve the healthcare experience, share this information in referrals and handovers with other individuals or organisations who are involved in the care of the patient, but remember to abide by data sharing and information governance protocols. Meet. Finally, you need to ensure that the individual's information and communication needs are met by responding to their requirements. For example, utilise Loop systems, a British Sign Language interpreter, or email correspondence for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. Use large print, Braille, or audio format in communication with blind or visually impaired individuals. Provide information in easy read format or Makaton, and invite an advocate to consultations to help people with a learning disability or brain injury. In all cases, allow longer appointment times and use plain and accessible language in conversations and correspondence.